You ready? I'm ready. The Playmakers Bar Podcast present Hoops Talk, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Solins. NBA, college basketball, playoffs, Mars Madness. No matter what, we talking hoops, man. Let's get it. Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today on this Wednesday, May 25th, 2022? It's a good day. It's a glorious day here today. Welcome to another edition of Hoops Talk from the Playmakers Bar Network. You know where we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. The real sports media network that you got going on today. Y'all know me down in the Playmaker Sounds out here in Jacksonville, Florida, doing it up. We are 8 games into the conference finals. No final spot has been clinched yet. There was no sweep in the Big D. And we have a best 2 out of 3 series in the East. Speaking of which, let's start off in the West, shall we? As you know, game 3 was a doozy of a game for those Golden State Warriors. Andrew Wiggins showed up for a second time in the conference finals back on Sunday night. Helped lead the way to the Warriors 109-100 victory. Wiggins 27 points, 11 boards, and a poster of Luka Doncic that went viral, ladies and gentlemen. We do mean viral when you dunked on Luka Doncic. Steph Curry doing Steph Curry things, 31 points, 11 assists, 5 boards. Klay Thompson still struggling, but he had 19 points with 7 boards in game 3. But it was enough for the Golden State Warriors to overcome Luka's 40-point double-double. That's 40 points and 11 boards. Spencer Dinwiddie came off the bench, gave 26, but outside of that, that was it. They only lost by 9, they didn't get no production. Dennis Smith, 9 points, Reggie Bullock, 0. Powell, 3. Bronson gave you 20. That was about it for Dallas. And it was in the dreaded 3-0 hole. And that brings us to the last night in the Big D. All the Warriors are going to sweep the maps and have a battle of a week's rest for the NBA Finals. Because the NBA Finals start on June 2nd, ladies and gentlemen. That'll be next Thursday, a week from tomorrow. Well, let's take a look at it, shall we? Mavs jumped out to a 4-point lead, 28-24. Then the second quarter, oh my gosh, 34-23. So the Mavs took they took a 15-point lead at the half. And you start to wonder, can they keep it going? Because we know what happened last time they had a big lead. That third quarter hit. It was Avalanche from Golden State. No Avalanche this time from Golden State, ladies and gentlemen. The Dallas Mavericks outscored them by 14. So they took a 29-point lead into the fourth quarter. Or the Dallas Mavericks. And then here come the Warriors. The Warriors cut it down to 8. I think it was like... it was like 192, something like that. I'll go back and look at my notes real quick. Yeah, they ended up cutting it down to 8, and then, they cut it down to 8 at 110-102 maps with 3:20 left, and then a little 8-0 run led by Luka Doncic put the sudden touch on it, and Dallas Mavericks ended up winning 119-109. To put the clamps on that series. And Avoidy sweeping Dallas. The brooms were not brought out in Dallas. Oh. Mavs Nation. Get to see they boys go back to San Francisco for a game 5. Luka Doncic. 30 points. 14 boards. 9 assists. He was assists away from a triple-double. Matter of fact, that's his 11. 30-point double-double in his playoff career. 10 of them come in this postseason, which is ridiculous. This is freaking ridiculous. That man, Luka Doncic, is a special player. That's a special player. But he had help this time.
He did have 9 assists. That's it. Let's go down the list. Dorian Finney-Smith, 23 points. 9 from 13 from the field, 4 from 7 from 3-point range. Reggie Bullock, 18 points. 6 for 10 from 3, which is all his field goals, too. So he was 6 for 10 from the field, and Autumn was 6 for 10 from the 3. Jalen Brunson had a little off game, 15 points, 5 for 12 shooting. Spencer Dinwiddie had an off game, 10 points, 2 for 7 shooting. Maxi Kleber came to the party, 13 points, 8 boards.
So Luka has some help in game 4 to avoid the sweep. Pride came into play for the Mavs. That's what we wanted to see. That's what we were asking for. Will pride come into play, or will the Mavs just fold and allow Golden State to walk stay away into the finals?
They didn't. Steph Curry, 20 points to lead the Warriors. He had 5 boards, 8 assists. Didn't get the help that he was expecting, you know. Draymond Green did get you 10 points, so that's something. Andrew Wiggins, he fought a 27-point performance in Game 3 and only gave you 13 in Game 4. Like, you got to be consistent, Andrew Wiggins. If you're gonna have people talk about you, you got to be consistent. Game 1, you was on it. Game 3, you was on it. Games 2 and 4, where were you? Klay Thompson still struggling. 12 points, 5 for 10 shooting, 2 for 6 from 3. It's gonna take a while for Klay Thompson to know do what he need to do and whatnot. Kevon Looney, after your game 2 performance and you dropping 21, and he had like 12 boards, you walked in Dallas in game 4 and only gave 3 points and 6 boards. That's it. That's all he get in 20 minutes of play. Jordan Poole, 14 points off the bench, 5 of 10 shooting, 2 for 5 on the field. I mean, Jordan Poole, Klay Thompson, they struggling. They gotta find that niche again. But on the bright side, though, Jonathan Kuminga got some action. Played 22 minutes. Dropped 17 points, had 8 boards, 5 of 11 from the field. Pretty efficient. Could we see Jonathan Kuminga more often? Maybe. You know what? I haven't really heard about that this depth lineup against these Mavs, which is interesting. It was the depth lineup against, you know, the Denver Nuggets. The depth lineup against the Memphis Grizzlies. Where's the depth lineup against the Mavericks? Where's the depth lineup? Where is Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, Steph Curry, Andrew Wiggins, and Draymond Green? When is that lineup going to cause havoc to end this series? That's what I want to know. I want to see the depth lineup. Give me the depth lineup. Could it still be the depth lineup they put Jonathan Kuminga in there? That's a question. I just want to know. But yeah, the shout out to the Dallas Mavericks not being swept at home. You stood your chest out. You made it say, hey, y'all gonna have to end this in San Francisco. Which will be, by the way, on Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on TNT. And I do believe they're going to say Warriors will end this on Thursday. They'll give them close to a week off before the finals, because that'll be a week before the finals. So I can see this ending Thursday, but if it goes to a game 6, that would be Saturday. Back in Dallas. So if I'm going to State, I'm ending it in game 5, because I'm not trying to go back to Big D in game 6. Even though game 6, somehow, some way, game 6 is usually end up being the Klay Thompson game. But I want to hang my hat on that. I'm ending it now, getting it over with, and say, hey, we'll see whoever want to come out of the East, okay? And it's going to be in the Bay Area anyway, because they got a home court advantage. I'm doing it. And speaking of which, let's shift over to the Eastern Conference, ladies and gentlemen. We have a conference that's the best 2 out of 3 now. After the Boston Celtics, they turned the favorite to the Miami Heat and beating them down by 20, 102-82 in game 4. Let's revisit game 4 for those of you who missed what happened in game 4. Because the Miami Heat got lit up. Jimmy Butler struggled. Bam Adebayo struggled after his great performance in game three. Kyle Lowry couldn't do nothing. We talking what? Butler 6 points. Bam Adebayo 9. Kyle Lowry 3. Shoots gave you 0. Tucker gave you 0. The starters of the Miami Heat scored a combined 18 damn points. And that's 3 players. Butler 6 points again, 7 boards. Bam Adebayo 9 points, 6 boards. No, Butler had 7 boards. Bam Adebayo had 6 boards. Kyle Lowry 3 points, 5 boards. PJ Tucker 0 for 4. He only took 4 shots. Matt Strus 0 for 7. Butler 3 for 14. Bam Adebayo 3 for 5. Kyle Lowry 1 for 6.
What the hell happened in game 4, Miami? What is that? 18 points from the starters. 18 points from the starters. And your team scored 82 points total. You, the starters of the Miami Heat, combined for an NBC season. Y'all scored 18 points. The team scored. The Miami Heat starters counted for 22% of the team's points. 22! What the hell is going on here? By the way, yeah, it's down 18-1 with like 3 minutes to go in the first damn quarter. What the hell was that? First team in NBA history to like miss so many damn shots. Not score a bucket in the first 7 minutes of the damn game. What the hell is going on here? That's what I want to know. What is going on here? Okay? That was just ridiculous. But shout out to Victor Oladipo. 23 points to lead the Heat. 30 minutes of playing time. Duncan Robinson got 14 points. Good. Nice to see Duncan Robinson put the ball in the bucket in a blowout game, even though. There was no Tyler Hero. He was out. Kobe Martin gave 12. The bench did all the work. The starters just sat there. 33% from the field, 39% from three. Just abysmal. Abysmal! And then we switch over to the Celtics. Let's see here. Jason Tatum, 31 points, 8 boards, 5 assists. Robert Williams, who came back into the starting lineup after missing game three. Oh, yeah, by the way, game three, Robert Williams missed, Bam Adebayo goes off. Game four, Robert Williams returns, Bam Adebayo scores 9 points. Go figure. Williams, 12 points, 9 boards. How many blocks did this man have? Because I know this man had some blocks. Oh, he only got me 2 blocks. Al Horford got me 4 blocks. Even Devin White got me a block. Dude, the Boston Celtics had 11 blocks in game 4. 11. Get the heck out of here. Oh, I'm going to do a fun fact for you you NBA nerds out there. Hey, Jason Tatum, plus 37. Al Horford, plus 33. Robert Williams, a plus 15. Devin White, a plus 15. Jaylen Brown, a plus 23. And Jaylen Brown only had 12 points. 5 for 20 shooting. 7 boards. Peyton Pritchard came out the bench and gave you 14 points, but them 14 points when you need it. Dude. Jaylen Brown. Matter of fact, I didn't even go there. Devin White. Oh, Derek White. I keep calling him Devin White. Derek White. My apologies, sir. Derek White and Al Horford combined for 18 points. The entire starting lineup for the Miami Heat gave you 18 damn points. That's a damn shame. That's a damn shame. And the Boston Celtics didn't even shoot the ball that damn well. They shot, what, 39% from the field? 23.5 from three? They didn't even shoot the ball that damn well. But they did it goddamn enough to whoop the Miami Heat ass. I rebounded them 60-39. That's pitiful. That's just pitiful, man. Just pitiful. Just pitiful. Just pitiful. I don't understand. I just don't understand. All these games been freaking blowouts in this damn Eastern Conference. People are trying to wrap their head around this stuff. It's been blowouts. Game one, 118-107. Miami Heat go on a 25-point romp on the third quarter on the Boston Celtics, and the Boston Celtics couldn't even recover. Game two, 127-102, Boston Celtics. They came out and punched Miami in the mouth, and Miami Heat couldn't recover. They got their ass with Jim Buss said that cannot happen again. So what they do, they had a Boston on Saturday for game three, and they put it on them. Don't let the score for you 109-103. Boston got their ass whooped. Bam Adebayo came out to play, and Jaylen Brown, with his seventh turnover, had to drop 40 to make it look reasonable. And then we just talked about what took place goddamn Monday. 102-82, Boston Celtics. 2-2, four games. None of these games been flicking close. Don't look at the scores, but like, hey, games one and three were close. No, the hell they were. Miami beat that ass in the third quarter in game one, and Boston in the bench for Boston made the score look reasonable. Game three, Miami Heat whooped that ass from start to finish. Jaylen Brown had to put up 40, even though he helped contribute to the goddamn blowout with his seven turnovers. Jason Tatum had six of them. Both of them together had 13 turnovers to help lead to the damn blowout. But Jaylen Brown dropping 40 made it look reasonable. These games have not been close. So what does game five entail tonight back in South Beach?
Can you get in a competitive game?
Can you get a game when both teams playing at the same level at the same time? Okay, game one, Boston came out firing. It's like, all right, we here. We ready to go. That third quarter punch happened. They came all the way down. Miami said, yep. Boston felt some type of way. They came back, punched Miami in the mouth. Never trailed. The whole game. Jimmy Butler hit his first one. Hey, that can't happen again. We got an ass whoop. This is called what it is. We got an ass whoop. They came out in game three. Punched Boston in the mouth in the TD Garden. Boston can never rise up. And then game four. Boston punched them in the mouth. Miami never rose up. So can't both of y'all rise up at the same damn time for once? Just the best two out of three for a trip to the NBA Finals. But the winner most likely got to go to San Francisco for game ones and two. Okay? Y'all better do something. I need to see some damn fight. I need to see some conflict. I need to see dudes diving for it. Want it all. Like, hey, let's get it. Can we get that, please? Please, please, Mr. Gugong can talk. I'm not just asking for me. This does not. I'm not asking just for the playmate. I'm asking for everybody. I'm asking for everybody. C. Lou, who is a Miami Heat fan, shout out to Ashley Baker in the Twitter space, Sports Out the Dark. You know, Young Heavy, you know, Mark and Miss Ashley Baker herself, you know, Miss Joy, okay? We want to see a competitive game for once. At least in the West, we got some competitive games. It's just going to say that it's going to stay. And Dallas got to find a way to get over, and they did it in game four last night. This series in the East, goddammit. Once you get punched in the mouth, you just don't want to come back up. Damn it, punch back. In the same game. Don't get punched in the game and don't come back and try to punch back in the next game. If you get punched in game five, damn it, you punch them back in game five. That's what we want right now. This is the best two out of three. I said Boston and six, so I'm sticking with my pick, Boston and six, damn it. This means Boston have to win tonight and have to close them out Friday. Back in TD Garden. But I believe they can. I believe they can. Because it seems like Barbara Woods is banned by everybody's kryptonite. Because he's sharing. Because as soon as Barbara Woods came back in game four, 9 points. That's all I get, bam. It's 9 points. But when you're going against Al Horford, you made yourself known. Dropping 30. In the absence of Jimmy Butler in that second half.
All of a sudden, Barbara Woods is back.
9 points.
Boys, that's it. That's all I get. Something ain't right. Something is not right. Okay.
And now before I get out of here, let's shout out to the all NBA team that was announced last night by the TNT broadcasting crew. Shout out to Ernie Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny the Jet Smith, and Sir Charles Barkley. Shout out to them.
But let's look at the all NBA team selection. Pull up my numbers. But pull up the stats real quick. Not stats, but the winners, the selections. I put them on here. There you go. All NBA first team. Luka Doncic, Devin Booker, Jason Tatum, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Nikhil Jokic. That is your All-NBA first team. I'll say it again. Luka Doncic, Devin Booker, Jason Tatum, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Nikhil Jokic. All-NBA second team. Stephen Curry, Ja Morant, DeMar DeRozan, Kevin Durant, and Joel Embiid. That's your second NBA All-NBA team. Your third All-NBA team, Chris Paul, Trae Young, LeBron James, Pascal Siakam, and Karl Anthony Towns. That is your first, second, and third All-NBA team. Shout out to all of you guys. If there's some snubs, please hit your boy up, because I know a lot of people said Jimmy Butler was one of them. Leader from the Miami Heat. I was thinking that. Could you probably put Jimmy Butler in there over Trae Young? Possibly. I can see that. But hey, all these guys that were selected made the playoffs, so I'm not going to push back too much. You know? Even though Miami put the clamps down on Trae Young in that playoff series, but he wasn't getting clamped down in the race. You know, it's called it what it is. But hey, everybody on here made the playoffs. You know, it is what it is. Nobody from the Heat made it. That's part of the reason why there's some uproar. But it's all good. That's your NBA team. Shout out to everybody who made it. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. And so with that being said, that's all I got for y'all on today on this episode of Hoops Talk. Thank you for listening in. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, just go ahead, follow, subscribe to the podcast. You can leave a rate and review, please do, because I would love to hear y'all opinions. Even good or negative, I don't care. Just let me know if it's negative, it helps me get better at this, okay? Just let me get better at this. So y'all do that for me, and check out all the other podcasts and shows that we got on the Playmakers Vlog. You got Cowboys Talk with my boy, the Bearman of Texas, Alex Akazai. He also does Internet LC, one of the best soccer shows out there. I mean, everybody who has listened to soccer. If you love soccer, you have to listen to Internet LC. I'm just sorry. You just have to. That man's killing everybody who has listened to it, and they love reviews. They love it. He's doing raking around the diamond, talking about the Texas Rangers baseball team. He has raised quick for all my video gamers out there. Check that out. And Round Nation, I'll be getting back to y'all soon, okay? I'm working out some things right now. We're going to be probably posting some of the old episodes y'all probably should listen to. That's some of the best episodes from this past season, season two, on our way to the Super Bowl. And then, you know, as we get closer to training camp OTAs and preaching stuff like that, I'll be trying to jump in and out and make sure my rambling is taken care of. So other than that, we got some great stuff coming from the Playmakers Bar. Y'all follow us on the website, follow us on our shows, just tell us how we're doing, let us know if you can do a break and review. You can also connect with us, just go to our website, subscribe to our website, and that's it. The Playmaker out here in Jacksonville, Florida, signing off. Catch y'all later.
I hope you guys enjoyed that episode as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. So if you want to stay updated and know when new episodes of Hoops Talk come out, subscribe and follow to the podcast. You can do this on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Speaker.com, or any of your favorite platforms, including iTunes/Apple Podcasts. And for those of you who are listening on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, go ahead and drop a rate and review of the podcast. So let us know how we're doing, how we can improve. And for those of you who want to see any other podcasts that we got going on, go ahead and subscribe to our website, theplaymakersblog.com, and you can see all the podcasts that we do. Until next time for Hoops Talk, it's your boy, The Playmaker, Dinell Silent, signing off.